This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Tyson Foods said today it's going to dial back the use of antibiotics in its chickens. One of the company's biggest customers, that would be McDonald's, announced last month that it's going to stop buying chicken raised with antibiotics. So that explains that. Another big chicken processor, Purdue, has promised to do pretty much the same thing. As doctors will tell you, this matters because the more antibiotics that get handed out to any species, the faster you get antibiotic-resistant superbugs that kill this species, that'd be people. Next, Tyson says it wants to cut back on the antibiotics that are used on pigs and cattle, which Marketplace's Dan Weissman explains might be tougher to do.
Getting hog and cattle farmers to go completely antibiotic-free isn't necessarily Jonathan Kaplan's goal. He's director of the Food and Agriculture Program at the Natural Resources Defense Council.
It turns out that we can get the same or nearly the same public health benefits by reducing the routine use of antibiotics.
But he says some exceptions make sense, like treating animals that actually get sick or giving low doses to piglets when they're weaning. Turns out that's helpful. And it turns out that's all Ron Prestidge says he does on his hog farms. He's a hog and turkey farmer producing more than half a billion pounds of pork a year and president of the National Pork Producers Council.
Trust me, I wouldn't want my child or wife to have an illness that we did not have an appropriate drug to treat, or myself either for that matter.
It's not clear whether those practices represent the pork industry. What is clear? Reducing the use of antibiotics in cattle is a heavier lift. They are not built to digest grain, which is what they get to eat in feedlots. So they get liver abscesses and need antibiotics. Steve Roach is the Food Safety Program Director at the Food Animal Concern Trust.
We've created these systems based on the ready availability of antibiotics. So trying to rejigger the system and find better diets of cattle is a challenge.
But lowering the antibiotic load in bacon, that could be more doable. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.